this would have been our 36th year, I believe, a lot of artists make their living going to all these summer festivals. So these artists are not bringing in any income. They're suffering because of the inability to reach their audiences.
Elaine Thatcher is the executive director of Logan Summerfest. She says the art fair organizers are doing all they can to try and support artists. All the artists that were accepted for this year's fair are invited to come back next year. Booth fees are either being carried over or refunded.
And several said, well, I just can't make it this year if I don't get my booth fee back. And that's fine with us. We're happy to give them the refund so that they have a little cash to pay a bill with.
In an attempt to increase financial support for these artists, a virtual space was created for customers to enjoy online. Links to artists' websites and their contact information is provided as well, so people can still purchase the art.
We just really want to encourage people to think about when they need a gift or need something for their home that they should check LoganSummerfest.com and they might find something that they would like to buy, and it would really help those artists and it would be something nice for the buyer as well.
Since food vendors won't be able to ship their food, only emails have been provided for these sellers. Thatcher says they hadn't chosen all the performing artists before canceling the fair, but if people are in need of a local performer for a wedding or a small event, she recommends calling Summerfest for suggestions. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.